Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're looking at Joseph the Dreamer, June 26th, from Genesis chapter 37, verses 1 to 11. It says, Jacob lived in the land of Canaan where his father Isaac had lived, and this is the story of his family. When Jacob's son Joseph was 17 years old, he took care of the sheep with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah. But he was always telling his father all sorts of bad things about his brothers. Jacob loved Joseph more than he did any of his other sons, because Joseph was born when Jacob was very old. Jacob had given Joseph a fancy coat, which showed that Joseph was his favorite son, and so Joseph's brothers hated him and would not be friendly to him. One day, Joseph told his brothers what he had dreamed, and they hated him even more. Joseph said, "Let me tell you about my dream. We were out in the field tying up bundles of wheat. Suddenly, my bundle stood up, and your bundles gathered around and bowed down to it." His brothers asked, "Do you really think you are going to be king and rule over us?" Now they hated Joseph more than ever because of what he said about his dream. Joseph later had another dream, and he told his brothers, "Listen to what else I dreamed. The sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowed down to me." When he told his father about his dream, his father became angry and said, "What's that supposed to mean? Are your mother and I and your brothers all going to come and bow down to you?" Joseph's brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept wondering about the dream. So, have you ever had a weird dream? You know, a dream where the storyline makes no sense or the people in it have nothing to do with each other than at some point they were connected to you? Dreams where you're at your house cutting the lawn and then you decide to go out in your boat, but the water, which is evidently in your backyard, is turbulent because a storm is coming, and the water skiing neighbor, who looks a lot like Taylor Swift, his tow rope breaks, and so you drive the fire truck over to her house to save her dog, who looks identical to yours. Dreams are weird. I've had all kinds of dreams over the years, including one where a red and a black rock'em sock'em set of robot-like figures were fighting each other with blow torches. That was back when I was a preteen, maybe in 1970. If I had only understood the implications of that dream, maybe I could have beaten Steven Spielberg to the Star Wars story. Yeah, with Jedi and Sith warriors fighting each other with lightsabers. Now I understand the dream. Well, kind of, sort of. So, what are you dreaming about? Because dreams can be a wild brain dump of visual information at the end of a wild day or a wild week, a moment when during your sleep your brain tries to put all the pieces together of what has happened to you. A friend once described it as your brain dumping out its suitcase on the bed and then completely repacking it, organizing it, storing it all in a way that it can remember and find all those odd sorts of information you've gathered all day and all of your life. But a dream can also be a moment of clarity when you finally see and hear what God is trying to tell you. Relax and trust me. I've got this. In my preteen and teenage years, there was indeed a battle going on in my head and heart between what I thought I had to be or become based on what I had been taught about being a good young man, that and my heart's desires, some of them good and healthy, and some just teenage yearning for significance in my teenage world. The fight is strong in this dream between faith and not faith, between calling and wandering, between traditional values of my parents and the wild new values in an unfolding world. God, in fact, regularly speaks into these anxieties. And sometimes we hear and see with clarity, but sometimes we really aren't listening. And sometimes we are just baffled by what we see and hear. Like Joseph. Your dreams, what are they about? Joseph's dreams on the surface were crazy. Did you listen to how the writer of Genesis describes them? Joseph told his brothers he had a dream and said, "We were out in the field tying up bundles of wheat. Suddenly my bundle stood up and your bundles gathered around and bowed down to it. Then he told them, listen to what else I dreamed. The sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. 11 brothers, and mom, and dad. A dream a bit like two robots burning each other with acetylene torches. Did I mention I woke up terrified and in a cold sweat? It was a battle as serious as the one between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader in Star Wars or Star Wars 4 or whatever it's called now. Joseph had no idea what those dreams actually meant, nor did he know they were a gift from God. Yes, I suppose he understood on the surface what it sounded and looked like he was going to do, what he was going to have all his brothers bow down to him, and being a complete nudge, then shoved it in his brothers' faces. But what was really ahead for Joseph, he could neither see nor hear. God was indeed sending a message of what plans he had for Joseph. Yes, the brothers would bow, but in no way like what Joseph was thinking. And isn't that just like God? We think we understand the plan. We think we understand the future. What is the old saying? We plan and God laughs? Because God's plan is, well, God's plan. The problem, of course, is that neither Jacob, or as God called him, Israel, nor his children, nor Joseph himself understood those dreams. And that caused all kinds of pain and suffering. Yet God in his wisdom used even the misunderstandings and the pain and the suffering to shape a haughty tattletale of a young man into a humble, generous, wise, and caring man of God. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says through the prophet, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Believe it, God has a plan for you. And sometimes God shows his hand in dreams. Not to give you a roadmap. No, not at all. Rather to remind you and I who exactly is in control of our futures. Dream on, brothers and sisters, for God's got you. Amen. Thanks so much for stopping by for this week's podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at otisvillepress.org.